You do not need to have all of your shit figured out in your 20s, but you do at least need to be in the bathroom. Welcome back. I'm Emily. I'm so happy that you're here. Your girl is 28 years old. I'm a careers coach, a careers advice columnist. I actually was just on TV for the first time this week, which was super exciting. But I'm also the host of the Straight Shooter Recruiter podcast that you are currently listening to and or watching now that I'm also posting the podcast on my YouTube channel. You know how you see a video on TikTok and realize that you've never had a unique experience in your entire life because everyone has had the same animal crackers as a kid, the same memories at the park? You need to recognize that this period of anxiety in your career is another one of those moments. And it's a tough pill to swallow because the anxiety you have probably feels very unique to you, but it's not. If you asked any person, like your mother, your cousin, even me, how they felt early in their career and in their 20s, they would tell you they felt a hot mess. But the first thing you need to do is recognize that these yucky feelings you have about your 20s are very normal and they're kind of like a rite of passage. Also, if you're watching this on YouTube, you might see my dog puttering around in the background. Shout out to Binky. Career-wise, one of the hardest things that you have to learn in your 20s is that no one will give unless you take. And there's a lot of take and give in your 20s. That's what's really tricky is, firstly, you're never going to make more money unless you ask for more money. Get comfortable talking about cash up front. Get comfortable asking for raises. If you don't do that today, you are losing out on money tomorrow. You are going to look back and regret it. Every time you don't ask for a raise, you are being underpaid. If inflation is going up, so should your base pay, period. If you're in your 20s, you also need to get really good at setting the foundation and learning the basics of things that are going to help you for the rest of your life. That includes learning how to manage your finances. You can do that online through creators. Go to your bank, ask for a financial analyst to chat with you. That's always an option. Get really good at learning how to negotiate. Get really good at learning how to communicate your needs. Get great at setting boundaries and exercise communication every day. Learn how to speak more clearly with less filler words, with more confidence. If you invest in your 20s in foundational skills and generally figuring out where you want to go, the rest will fall into place so you can alleviate that pressure off of you so you can just get to where you are destined to go instead of fixating on why you haven't gotten there yet. What you need to do is rebrand your 20s as your discovery career years. Insert career for anything else, your discovery love years, your discovery friendship years, hobby years, whatever it is. If you become so obsessed with figuring out what you want or trying to get what you want, you're going to keep your head so far down in one lane. You are never going to venture out and try new things, meet new people, put yourself in new experiences, and you will look back and regret that. If you actually want to make the most of your 20s, rebrand as discovery years. Make your goal in your career, whether it's at school or in your job search, in your current job, to be a sponge. Make your goal not to be the smartest in the room so you can take that pressure off of yourself and focus on being the best learner in the room. Focus on being the best listener. If you can rebrand your 20s into being a year of absorbing everything around you, learning from other people's mistakes, acquiring new information, getting inquisitive and saying, oh, I didn't know that career existed. Should I try that? Oh, I've never met a person who does that career before. Should I grab a coffee with them? You are going to maximize the uncertainty. If you lean into all of the not knowing that is your 20s and use that as an opportunity to constantly acquire new information and new relationships, I promise by the time you turn 30, you will be making six figures and you will have a network that will work for you until you are retired or marry very rich, which is what I am personally banking on. I think a big reason people also feel really lost in their careers when they're young and just starting out is because we're fed the notion that you are meant to love your job. And when you don't, it feels like you failed and you should be looking for something else. Now, I never want you to settle. And if a job is impacting your mental health, oh my God, forget about it. Quit that job 100%. However, it is normal to not love your job. It's very difficult to love things that can never love you back. Yeah, I said it. Your job that you love, if you died yesterday, they would have your replacement starting tomorrow. Like, that is how capitalism works. So if you're waiting for a career and constantly looking for what's next and hoping that you're going to land something that makes you so happy and makes you feel fulfilled, it is very possible that you are one of those people where your career will not be the only thing that has to fill you up. I'm someone who was like that. Like, I love what I do. I love recruiting. If I didn't do social media, I would be so unfulfilled from a career perspective, to be honest with you. And I felt like in my 20s, I was always chasing, what job opportunity should I take? Should I move companies? Should I do this? Waiting for the perfect opportunity. When ultimately, there was no perfect opportunity. There was a job that I liked that didn't, you know, make me feel horrible, didn't make me feel sick. I did it, and then I could invest in things that actually made me feel whole. So that is something that I think is really important to adopt in your 20s, is detaching the idea that your work is your worth and the most interesting thing about you, and start putting that energy, yes, into your career, but diversifying the things that fill you up so that you're not 35 looking back at your 20s and saying, all I did was work and now I hate my job. If your 20s are your discovery years, who are your tour guides? Make part of your 20s and the hallmark of your 20s building relationships that matter. Again, it all comes back to having an open mind, being a sponge for this decade. Find people you look up to, meet with them once a month. Create a regular hygiene schedule of mentorship. Those are people who are going to refer you for jobs in the future and be in your corner. I have the biggest regret in the world of not networking earlier in my career, because as a recruiter, I see what it does for people. I see the doors it opens. I want you to be in those doors. If you want to get ahead in your 20s, you need to be audacious today. You need to apply for those jobs you think you're underqualified for. You need to ask for that raise. You need to ask for that mentor. And most of all, you need to realize that your lack of experience, quote unquote, is your competitive advantage, because you have fresh ideas, a new perspective. You're the voice for the next generation. That's what companies want to see if you sell it that way. If you sell it as, oh, you know, I'm new, I don't have a lot of experience, when you're in an interview, you're not going to get the job. But if you sell it as, I have fresh ideas, new perspective, I'm energized, I'm ready to move into this role, that's a game changer. That's something that companies are looking for. And that only works when you have the discovery mindset and a whole lot of audacity. If you're feeling especially lost right now, which I assume you are if you're here, make a list of all of the ways your future self impresses you. Is it how they communicate? Is it how they dress? Is it the way that they show up at work? And take one thing off that list every month and add it into your life. Slowly you will evolve into the person that you ultimately want to be without the pressure of it being associated to your career and your money. It's about who you are as a person. In your career and in your life, your 20s are going to be full of probably some of the hardest decisions you are ever going to make. You are going to start to outgrow the things that you thought you once wanted. Maybe it's the job, the city that you want to live in, the people maybe that you're around. And it's going to be really hard. It's going to be really hard. I kind of went through this probably from like 26 and still am. A combination of like, is this the life I want? Are these the friends that I want? Is this the career I want? All of those things are normal. All of those things are going to force you to start making judgment calls. Is this helpful? I hope the answer to that question is a resounding yes, because I just feel like I would have needed to hear this. Sometimes I still need to hear this, and I'm 28. So if you enjoyed this episode, make sure you leave a rating, leave a review, leave a little comment. I love seeing that stuff. But I really hope you liked it. So thank you for hanging out with me.